While many musical instruments today are built in factories, here in Atlanta, you'll find a man who's still crafting wood instruments by hand in his own home workshop. He began building harps as a hobby, but he was soon doing it professionally. Now he's made more than 1,000 of them. And one day, he even decided to invent an instrument of his own, as we learn in this Atlanta Sound Story.
If you press the key softly, it vibrates not so fast as when you press it hard. I've always loved music and loved the instruments of music and was fascinated by how they function from an early age, though I didn't practice as I should have, perhaps, so I haven't trained myself to be a musician, but I have trained myself to be an instrument builder. I'm Bob Cunningham. I live in Atlanta in Candler Park. Several years ago, I came up with a hammer chord, which is a new instrument. It's a little piano, and it has steel strings. There's a key which throws a hammer away from a string, which bounces. It was just a fluke, and at first I wasn't sure if this thing was worth pursuing. So I asked my wife if she thought this was a good idea, and she thought, well, it would make a nice toy. And I asked my son, and he said, yeah, go for it. So I've been building them ever since. The sound is like that. So you can control the tempo by how you finger the keys. It's kind of like a hammered dulcimer, but repeating. I did play once. My son, when he got married, insisted that I play the hammer chord at their wedding. And believe me, this was a traumatic event for me. I did it. And I enjoyed doing it, but I had to struggle to overcome fear of playing in public. The fact is, I spend all my time working on instruments and not playing instruments, so it doesn't bother me that I can't play them. And I hear them played, and I piddle at them. I play enough of them so that I know what the tone is like and the sound is going to be like. You don't have to know anything to make an instrument. You just make one, and then you make another one, and another one. And something develops with that process. And if it's the kind of thing that appeals to you, and you enjoy doing it, then probably you'll continue to do it.
Bob Cunningham talking about an instrument he invented called the hammer chord. What you're hearing right now is a piece that composer Carson Kuman developed for the instrument. If you're wondering what a hammer chord looks like, we have a few photos for you to look at wabe.org/citycafe. Thanks to producer Stephanie Stokes for bringing us this story.